OnePlus is at it again, but this time they're going premium with the OnePlus 7 Pro.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands-On Tech is brought to you by Grammarly, a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Start writing confidently by going to grammarly.com/hot and get 20% off a Grammarly premium account. If there's one smartphone maker that's been gathering a significant amount of enthusiast attention since they launched their very first phone, that was 5 years ago, it's OnePlus. Their strategy from day one was to create a flagship killer that is a phone with premium specs and design, but priced, I'd say, more modestly. The OnePlus One cost $299 at launch back in 2014, roughly half the cost of the then-dominant Samsung Galaxy S5. And its spec sheet was pretty impressive, but it was incredibly difficult to buy, being offered only through OnePlus's online store. Well, 5 years later, and OnePlus has learned a thing or two about how to sell phones. You can actually find them in T-Mobile stores in the U.S. now, which is a big leg up. But the company has always stayed true to its original promise of high-quality specs at mid-tier prices, until now. This is the OnePlus 7 Pro, essentially OnePlus's premium device, meant to go toe-to-toe with some of the upper end of the smartphone spectrum. It's definitely not perfect, but it's most definitely OnePlus's strongest offering to date. So let's take a look. The OnePlus 7 Pro is a tall drink of water with a 6.67-inch fluid AMOLED display. Fluid because the QHD Plus display is capable of switching between 60 hertz and 90 hertz refresh rates for up to 90 frames per second, which comes in incredibly handy when you're playing fast-paced action video games, as one example. 90 hertz is a big trend on gaming phones at the moment, but it's apparently not cheap, as the panel is reportedly 3 times more expensive than traditional displays. The display is also capable of HDR10 and HDR10 Plus, so supported movies and video content look really good. No, really, really good. I might just have to rewatch Black Mirror on the 7 Pro. The front display has curved edges on the sides. They're going for that bezel-less look. And looking for the chin and forehead on front, you'll find a sliver of bezel in both places. What you won't see on the front is any sort of notch, not this time. So then, where on earth did the front-facing camera go? Why, it's up here at the top. This camera slides out when it's in use and then back into the phone when it's not. And I'll get to the performance of the camera in a bit. But let's just say that any mechanical module like this worries me a little bit in the long term, but in my time with the 7 Pro, I encountered no issues with the mechanics. It feels super stable in its place. It pops out quickly when you need to use it. It's pretty quiet. Just maybe don't drop it in the sand at the beach. I'd hate for that mechanism to get all chunky and weird. That's my biggest concern. But this is what we get for requiring the eradication of bezels, and it works well enough for now. And another method of eradicating bezels is an in-display fingerprint sensor. The one on the 7 Pro is of the optical variety, meaning that bright green light that shines onto your finger is going to illuminate your fingerprint and allow for authentication. This is different from Samsung's ultrasonic sensor that you find on the S10. On paper, the Samsung sensor should be better, but I had and continue to have nothing but headaches using that one. The sensor in the 7 Pro, on the other hand, smooth as silk for me. Now, do keep in mind that the optical sensor is relying on a 2D image for your fingerprint versus the 3D model of ultrasonic. So in terms of security, let's say optical is less than ideal. But for this review, I was happy to get into my phone on one try instead of 3, 4, even 5 tries in the S10. Okay. Left side is the volume rocker, right side is the power button, and above that, OnePlus's signature alert slider with 3 positions for silent, vibration, and ring profiles. It is nice to have that tactile option for the setting on the phone, and OnePlus loves to put them there, but I tend to leave my phone on permanent silence, so I didn't use it much. On the bottom, USB-C, which allows for OnePlus's warp charge. That's its fast charge technology that can bring its battery, a modest 4,000 milliamp hours, up to half charge from empty in 20 minutes. That's super fast. It's OnePlus's own flavor of fast charge, which means you're going to need to use the warp charge 30 adapter that's provided in the box to see those speeds, but it is really that fast. There's also a second speaker down here, combining with a front speaker at the top for stereo playback. On the back, you're going to see a triple camera array offering 48-megapixel shooter with optical image stabilization, an 8-megapixel telephoto lens offering 3x optical zoom, and a 16-megapixel wide-angle lens. This is the kind of combo that I've gotten a little bit comfortable in expecting out of flagships, so I'm really happy to see this flexibility out of the box. Also, you've probably already noticed this fetching nebula blue hue that catches the light, I think, in a very attractive, diffuse sort of way. And this is an all-glass design. The color texture actually acts to hide those fingerprints rather than shining them for everyone to see in daily use, so that's nice. The device feels really nice and comfortable in the hand. It's a shame to have to throw a case on this because it really stands out. It's an attractive piece of technology on its own. However, just because it's premium and just because it's glass does not mean that OnePlus included any sort of wireless charging here, which is a bummer. You'll also not find a headphone port on the device if you're looking for that, so make sure your Bluetooth headphones are charged up and ready to go. OnePlus would hope that you buy their new Bullets Wireless 2 headphones to do that. This episode of Hands on Tech is brought to you by Grammarly, a communication tool that helps people improve their writing to be mistake-free, clear, and effective. Grammarly Premium looks out for spelling, grammar, plus advanced punctuation, style within context, conciseness, and readability for different occasions. It's available on multiple browsers and platforms. Stop making email typos from your phone. Show your best self through writing with Grammarly. Go to Grammarly.com/hot to get 20% off your Grammarly Premium account today. That's Grammarly.com/hot for 20% off your Grammarly Premium account. Now inside, there's a top-of-the-line Snapdragon 855 processor with up to 12 gigs of RAM, up to 256 gigs of UFS 3.0 storage, which, by the way, is 2x the speed of UFS 2.1 storage. That's according to Samsung. And why am I bringing Sammy into this? Well, the Galaxy Fold is supposed to be the first phone to feature this super-fast storage. But let's just say Samsung is now back at the drawing board at the moment with a Fold. So that leaves the OnePlus 7 Pro to step in as the first in this category. And if there's one thing I've noticed about the OnePlus 7 Pro, it is fast. Seriously, this attention to speed, maximum memory, you name it, it's kind of spoiled me and raised the bar as far as what I expect out of a premium phone's performance. Everything is fluid, nothing gets in the way. I mean, I'm not saying that any modern smartphone really needs 12 gigs of RAM, but if it's possible to have it, why the heck not? Especially if it means smooth performance like that you will find on the OnePlus 7 Pro. And along with smoothness comes fluidity, which is what it's like gaming on the OnePlus 7 Pro. That 90 hertz refresh rounds out any perceptible edges you might think that you see in games. There's a reason that all of these high refresh rates are so popular among gamers, and those benefits are now front and center while gaming on this device. The only thing missing from the 7 Pro is some sort of like splashy LED color panel on the back like other gaming phones have. And honestly, I much prefer this design any day of the week, but that's me. All right, the 7 Pro looks amazing. It feels substantial, but it also takes pictures. And anyone who's spent time with OnePlus phones in the past will probably tell you that picture quality can be a mixed bag on their phones. Never horrible, but never industry examples of greatness either. So what do we have on the OnePlus 7 Pro? I'd say modest improvements. Sticking with the rear cameras first, you've got the triple camera options, and those three options are very nice to have. But again, the quality of the shots, I wouldn't say they were always up to my standards. The wide angle is probably my current favorite option, stylistically speaking, and I'm happy to have it here. It's not the fisheye effects themselves that I dislike on this phone. I got really used to those effects in the S10. It's that anything outside of that ultra sharp center point just really feels soft, feels a little smeary. There's a general graininess in the regular shooter and the telephoto that came through time and time again. All three cameras aren't really matched with each other either. Really, it's simply a lack of clarity when you throw it into zoom. I will say it snaps these photos super fast though. But again, I get lots of smears with moving objects, depending on the light. And even low light wasn't up to the challenge in most cases. OnePlus actually included a dedicated night mode that works only on the rear-facing cameras. And it's probably better than night shots on previous OnePlus phones, but it's still pretty meh. As for the pop-out front-facing camera, what can I say? It does a good job, and it's neat to watch it pop in and out. The quality of the photos, again, reasonable and fine, nothing amazing, but nothing really bad either. It's a passable front-facing camera that does a neat hiding trick when it's not in use, and that's it. So then, the OnePlus story always comes down to the price. Their devices have typically hit the $500 to $600 range in the past few years, and the standard version of the OnePlus 7 is going to hit more in that traditional range, but the 7 Pro here is different. And OnePlus has it priced at $669 to start. The version I have here runs $749, so still shy of the absolute top-of-the-line devices out there, but definitely in the higher tier of pricing. So I think the question becomes, is there enough here on the OnePlus 7 Pro to keep buyers from snapping up an upper-tier flagship while saving perhaps a few hundred bucks in the process by comparison? And I gotta say, the OnePlus 7 Pro is OnePlus's best device so far. It's really impressive to see how far they've come in pushing the boundaries with effective technology that still costs less than similar offerings. Yes, there are some trade-offs, but they have to make those concessions somewhere in order to get to this price point. Are they the right concessions for you? Personally, the camera is nearly my only true disappointment here. I highly value taking good pictures on my phone, and wouldn't you know it, Google just released a $400 Pixel 3a with its industry-leading camera quality on board. So for camera enthusiasts, there are options that put the cost of the 7 Pro to shame. But if you want a phone that's pushing the design paradigm, that's beautiful, feels premium, that's wicked fast, and can handle any game you throw at it, the OnePlus 7 Pro is a winner. I'm Jason Howell, and I talk about Android devices and apps, all that stuff, all the time on All About Android, every Tuesday here on twit.tv.
Keep up with all the hottest tech news and gadgets. Visit twit.tv. There you'll be able to find and subscribe to all our tech shows. Thanks for watching Hands on Tech.